I don't need a passport to walk on this earth. Anywhere I go, cause I was made of this earth. I'm born of this earth, I breathe of this earth. And even with the pain, I believe in this earth. So I wake up every morning and I'm stepping on the floor. I wake up every morning and I'm stepping out the door. I got faith in the sky, faith in the one, faith in the people rocking underneath the sun. Cause every bit of land is a holy land, and every drop of water is a holy water, and every single child is a son or a daughter of the one earth mama and the one earth papa. So don't tell a man that he can't come here, cause he got brown eyes and a wavy kind of hair. And don't tell a woman that she can't go there, because she prays a little different to a God up there. You say you're a Christian cause God made you. You say you're a Muslim cause God made you. You say you're a Hindu and the next man a Jew. Then we all kill each other cause God told us to. No, hello, hello. And we mashing up the place, giving you a beat you can rock and roll to, giving you a sound you can shake your soul to. So hip-hoppers, punk rockers, loose rockers, even woodstockers. Don't need a passport, just send a postcard. Send me a message, let me know how you are. Whether you are walking or driving in your car, throw your hands high, tell me who you are. Say hello, hello.
This is Earth Mom, and on this edition of Earth Mom Radio, or Earth Mom Recycled, for the Spiritual Concepts Network with CEO Ken Morris. I'm in New York, and I am talking with Ming from a really marvelous restaurant in New York City called Wohops. It's 17 Mott Street downstairs, and if you haven't gone there, you got to go. Then I'm also talking to another New York establishment, Reverend Billy. Reverend Billy is a performance artist who works around the world for Mother Earth. Earthaluyah. Enjoy the show. Right now we got a new segment called Everyday People, talking to people around the city who just live their lives day by day, one foot in front of the other. And I am so happy to welcome Ming Huang from Wohops. And I just have to tell you, Ming's been a real friend and a real buddy to WBAI, because when we were doing our fund drives and had volunteers over on Wall Street, Ming was so kind. Wohops donated food for week after week after week, especially my favorite, the vegetarian egg rolls. And they've been great with us. So, Ming, welcome. Thanks for getting up early and talking to us.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Helena.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Good, good, good. I'm so excited that I can attend to your show.
I'm so happy that you're here. And just another great big thank you for all that you have done. You know, you work at Sunshine Institution, Wohops, and I was just reading, it's like 72 years old?
No, we are since 1936.
Wow, 1936.
Oh, no, not actually, 1938.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Wowee, long time.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I'm curious, what do you think draws so many people there? What's the attraction?
Because Wohop has a long history to attract customer keep come back.
Yeah, yeah. And and you're open, like, what, 22 hours a day? Or?
Not anymore. We open, overnight, like 3, 4, 5 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're open, wow, long time. And then what time do you open in the morning? What time do you close?
10 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. Till 5 a.m.?
Yeah, right.
Wowie zowie. Those are long hours. What kind of shifts do your guys put in, all the waiters and the cooks? How long are their shifts?
Mostly people work 20 years or 30 years.
Oh, wow, they've been there that long. And when they work each day, how long do they work?
We have three shifts. So.
Oh, that's good.
Daytime and, yeah, evening time and night time.
Oh, awesome. You know, I'm curious. I was one of the people. I used to come there in the middle of the night after dancing at the Ritz, and then I was telling a friend of mine about it, that you were going to be on, because we all used to go there together. And you get a lot of crazy people in on the overnight?
Not really.
No?
Because mostly people who work night shift come to Wohop from work.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Not all the crazy partiers, huh?
Yeah, New York City is nonstop.
It is.
24 hours, a lot of police officers, mm-hmm. EMS people.
Yeah.
People who are from hospital. Right.
You know, what's the most popular dish that you serve there?
Our popular dishes are fried or steamed dumplings, fried chicken wings,
mm-hmm.
barbecue ribs,
mm-hmm.
chow fun, and lo mein are our signature dishes.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm crazy for your vegetarian egg rolls, and you were so sweet. You gave us a bunch of those. Now I got
a question.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And I got a question for you. What time does the line start tonight? Because I think I'm coming there after class.
For the weekend.
Yep. I've seen lines out your door.
Usually the line starts from about 4 o'clock.
Whoa.
Yeah, because Wohab is a very tiny restaurant.
Wow.
We only got 40 seats.
That's all? Man, and
yeah.
You guys rock, and you're nonstop. Holy mackerel. Well, Ming, thank you so much, and I'll see you soon. You working today?
Yes, I'm working today.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for getting up early. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Helena. Thank you very much.
Be well. Much success to you. Continued success, and thank you to everybody there.
Thank you.
See ya. Thank you, Ming Huang from Wohops, and that was Joe Jackson with Chinatown from his Night and Day album. That's an oldie, but boy, that album was great. Before we go to the Right Reverend Billy, who is the ultimate trooper this morning, I just wanted to say a word about the solstice, which is the 20th, but the 21st is World Peace and Prayer Day and Sacred Sites Day. Chief Orville Looking Horse put that together with the United Nations and worked on that. And for 20 years, Chief Orville Looking Horse and Paula Horn have been going around the world uniting people for World Peace and Prayer Day, asking everyone, all faiths, all nations, one prayer, and the prayer is for Mother Earth. And this year, what Chief Looking Horse has said is, it's time for the people to understand Mother Earth as a source of life, not a resource. So, and for this solstice, for this 21st, the solstice is the 20th this year, but for this June 21st, he's recommending to go to your own sacred site, wherever that may be. And for some, that may just be going inside yourselves and saying a prayer for Mother Earth and for the Earth's waters. And while we're on prayer, well, we have the master right here because we have the Right Reverend Billy here today.
Hey,
man. Earthaluya, Billy. How are you? So good to have you here. And thank you because you are the ultimate trooper.
Well, getting up a little bit early.
Yeah. Oh, after
amen.
A late
That's all
night.
It takes.
But he made it.
Amazing Sidamo fair trade coffee here is just every sip is another altar in another church. Amen.
Oh, Amen. Coffee, Alleluia.
Hey, that, hey.
What a quote.
Woo! I tell you, this guy. Reverend Billy walks his talk. He does pray, and he's been doing such great work for Mother Earth. And I want to talk about that. And you make it fun. You make it enlivening. You get everybody going. You lift everyone's spirits. And what makes you run? And you've got so much exciting news that I want to get it all out. And we got a little bit of time to do it.
Thank you, Helena. I'm buoyed up by my community. The Stop Shopping Choir is a group of people from all the boroughs and all the races and all the genders, and and we go and partake of our activism together, and then we get arrested together, and then we sing about it. So we have a process.
Do you know the number? How many times you've been arrested?
Well, we've been telling the press 70 times, but I think that includes some detentions that were, just in the backseat of cruisers in Bloomington, Illinois or something. I don't know. I have trouble.
Yeah.
Inputting that data. But,
yeah, I would think.
Amen.
Does your white suit get dirty when they put you in jail?
Well, I have 7 or 8 suits. Every time I go by a thrift store, eye goes to the corner. There's a place, where the suits, and then
spoken like a true actor.
I look for those because they really must be disposable.
Yeah.
I'm thinking my mind goes to the Monsanto laboratory at Davis, California, out in the middle of just monoculture. I mean, we were out there. We rented a bus in San Francisco, and we came out, and we have to inhale. But as far as the eye can see, identical plants, just
oh, God,
and you just
scary.
Realize, oh, I'm inhaling Monsanto every second here. What do we do? You attach a straw to your mouth and send it up into the air a mile to try to get fresh air. There's just no. So we, in that dystopia, we found this laboratory where they work on genetically altered frankenfood. And I got down on my knees at the front door. It was a Saturday, and we opened for Neil Young that night at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. Such a magical place, unbelievable place with the sunset going down and. Up on the side of the hill there.
Wow.
But of course, the choir in their wisdom decided to squeeze GMO tomatoes all over me while I was on my knees. And my white suit became sort of a Christian, kind of bloody in its aspect. And as they sang the song we're about to hear, the, Monsanto is the devil, they squeezed, tomatoes onto the reverend. And so I decided, let's wear this on stage. So we performed with me covered with this reddish fluid, and it looked. I smelled like a pizza all night. I don't know. I hope it looked good. I tried to explain to 10,000 people why I looked that way, but amen. I had 15 of our. Radical New Yorkers up there singing with me.
That is nominal. Let's hear Monsanto is the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you can imagine a GMO tomato-stained polyester suit.
There. You always look so sharp. Reverend Billy and the Stop Shopping Choir. Monsanto is the devil.
Take our seats with love.
Amen.
Amen. Monsanto's The Devil from Reverend Billy and the Stop Shopping Choir's new CD, The Earth Wants You.
Amen.
And during the break, during the music, we were just talking, and I wanted to know from Billy, what came first, the acting or the activism? And you said.
Oh, definitely the activism. You know, in the 90s and early noughts, I was a sidewalk preacher in Times Square. And, you know, consumerism and racism. And, I mean, I had my themes. You know, the Disney store was my stage. And Mickey Mouse was the Antichrist child.
Your nemesis. Ooh, Mickey.
And so sweatshops, you know, which is a racist neoliberal concept. And to this day, you know, we haven't exactly won that fight. To this day, Disney's a giant sweatshop empire. But gradually as you become a better preacher, as you get your whoop together, people start standing next to you and clapping. And then they start humming. And the relationship of a good preacher and a good choir is organic.
So it really formed organically and little by little. And
yes.
Wow. You are a damn good actor, but I guess the part of that is that you're not an actor because everything you're doing is coming from your heart and your soul. You're doing it for Mother Earth. You're doing it for truth and justice.
Well, I thought I was acting at first.
You did, huh?
I thought, well, the right-wing people adopt, well, like Rush Limbaugh calling feminists, feminazis, they take what they consider our iconic characters, and then they change them to suit their own needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the early notions of the Reverend Billy character was, well, let's take that right wing, apocalyptic, warmongering, sexist, racist character, the Jimmy Swaggart character.
Yeah.
And queer that, you know. Then by steps, I discovered I couldn't hold on to the satire. We have our own need, especially in urban New York, we have our own need for sort of contact with the ineffable Earthaluya life. And in a way that is beyond and after our rejection of the patriarch.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like wandering around. I've discovered this especially after 9/11 when so many thousands of people started pouring into our church. And I realized that all these sophisticated, over-cultured ironists here in our city were all like patching together a DIY spiritual life.
Yeah,
that, you know, where we fired the old white male bearded god throwing down lightning bolts, fired him. He's off in the corner feeling sorry for himself. And just invited in something else. And that something else comes to us. We're almost afraid to name it.
Yeah.
Because we've been hurt by that other idea.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the arts and with service to others and with sex and intimacy and with, you know, we find different ways to start our own thing, to make life, to regard life, to feel the amazing gift of life.
And it's that truth that sort of came and welled up in you from being a character to being this genuine person with a really genuine spot-on message that keeps growing and evolving. And, boy, that's well put about, you know, firing the old bearded white guy and there's something else that's evolving in all of us.
Earthaluya.
Yeah.
Great.
And by the way, Reverend,
life is fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. It's a journey. I mean, I was just curious too. Now, lately, you know, there's Marianne Williamson's new book from From Trouble to Triumph, I think. And I was thinking about that over the years. You know, all the stuff that we go through and the bad feelings and everything. And we're coming to a place where things are crazy and rocking and rolling around us, but we kind of seeing the light and getting that spirit and feeling inside and going forth and knowing what truth is.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to say Earth Mom.
Hey.
You know, but after Charlotte and Stanford and Orlando, it really, we're pretty dizzy right now. We're just walking down the sidewalk without our bearings almost. And calling the choir together Sunday night for a sing-a-thon. And a lot of us will be at the Mermaid Parade today.
Oh, today?
Yeah. So we're trying to just stay together as a community.
I made you come out early today, and you're killing me, Billy. And you're going to be at the Mermaid Parade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Got to be. Yeah. I'm a former Neptune king, so I have a responsibility there.
Ooh, you're listening to WBAI FM in New York, 99.5. And would really recommend be a BAI buddy. Support WBAI. You're supporting people like Reverend Billy doing good for Mother Earth. So, BAI buddy, yeah.
That's a good idea.
It is.
So you can just, what is it? You can 10 bucks a month.
And you're home free, and you get membership has its privileges, and you can go to give to the number 2 WBAI.org and be a buddy. And Billy's show is on Thursdays on WBAI at 5 p.m., and you can hear him.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to be a buddy here. Here's 20. This is for...
Oh, way cool. We'll put it in Bertol's office. Oh, man.
This is for Savitri.
Oh, yeah.
And myself.
Aw, thank you. Let's talk about you and Savitri and how you work together at Savitri Directing, and Savitri is your wife.
That's right. We're
you're a team.
I'm her husband. I hope,
thank you.
I hope the phrase husband is
not too passe,
as oppressive sounding as the word wife is, so that we're all balanced out there.
Well, what's the right word? I mean, what? You know, I don't know.
Director.
Director. Okay, Savitri is the director. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. And you are?
Then I'm the fake preacher.
Well, I wouldn't call you fake.
Hallelujah. That's nice of you to say that.
Yeah,
praise
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that's the case, then let's pray together, sister.
All right, brother.
In the divinity school library in the back row there. Okay. Amen. Let's get on our knees and see where the Spirit leads us. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise be. And where is the Spirit leading us? Helena.
I don't know. To the next.
St. Helena. I was just there. We were just there. I was on a book tour
on
with
the island of Corsica.
My book.
Montana.
Where is St. Helena? Washington State, isn't it?
Isn't it Montana?
Sean?
I think it's Montana. I think it's the capital of Montana.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The mountain that blew up
is Mount St. Helens, and that's
Washington.
And
isn't that Washington State? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go to the mountain faster than I go to the capital.
Okay. Yeah, mountains.
For
are
some
good.
Reason.
Mountains I used to, a better place.
I've lived in both places, but I go to the that amazing scene of that mountain blowing up.
That was a long time ago, or has
already a while ago. Yeah, but wow, the Earth is just the force. The people that are denying climate change, the people that are denying the change that the Earth is going through right now.
Yeah,
every once in a while they must confront the power that they're denying.
I wonder if they do. I always go back and I remember Matt Drudge before Katrina, because I was waiting to listen to Coast to Coast, and that at that point Drudge was on the station right before Coast to Coast, and Drudge is going, yeah, this hurricane's coming, but essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, we're bigger than that, you know, we can handle it. It's the same nonsense where we, this collective we, think we can take nuclear waste and contain it, and it's not a problem to anybody, and it's not going to be. I mean, what drugs are we on, you know?
I thought Goldman Sachs was saying that we're bigger than Hurricane Sandy when they... Do the people in the radio audience remember when Goldman Sachs lit up their entire skyscraper in downtown Manhattan? They had hoarded power in batteries or something, and the whole Manhattan was dark. Do you remember that?
Oh, we remember it well. We were down on Wall Street.
It was lit up like a candle, as if to say, go to hell, Sandy. We're bigger than you.
Yeah, we're bigger than you, but let the little people... I mean, the water at 120 Wall Street got up to the first floor, and there were people that were stuck in BAI. I was thinking about staying or going, and there were some people I knew I would not want to be stuck with, so that was my impetus for going. And I and it's really funny because I have my little VW Cabriolet parked a couple of blocks away, Wolfie, and my car would have been out in the East River, but I hightailed it out of there. But yeah, we know all about that. And Mother Nature is way bigger than us. She rules. Mother Earth rules. That's it. That's the bottom line.
Fukushima's, the equivalent of 30,000 atomic bombs. You know, it's just, there's no comparison. There's no, we're the flea on the dog's back here.
Exactly. And we're going to get shaken off.
Yeah.
Mother Earth's going to continue. And, you know, it's crazy. I mean, it's stuff like you're doing that helps bring this awareness to people.
Well, humor and music, you know, the environmental movement per se, quote unquote, needs more of it.
It sure
does.
We're
just taking our cues from the civil rights movement. We're taking our cues from Idle No More. The people that we consider successful are singing. You know, the social movements that worked, they're singing. Gender rights movement, you know, coming out of ACT UP and so forth. There was a lot of performance, you know, that, and that went right into the activism. You know, So that's we're just taking our cues from the people that changed us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Because you know what? It's the art that goes to your heart, and if you can get to people's hearts, you know, that's why the native people, they speak such truth. They go right to your heart. People listen. Well, more people need to listen. And they lead us because they've been doing this and they've been caring for Mother Earth since the beginning. And then, you know, we come along, but the artists have a message and we share ourselves. We're so open. I was having this discussion with a friend over where I study, acting and everything, and I was just talking about how, you know,
where do you study acting?
Oh, at the SAG Conservatory.
St. Helena.
Oh, Saint, yeah. Oh, you're making
the
me
what?
A saint. Reverend's making me a saint. Oh my God. Oh.
I'm a saint slut. You know, we have every time we have a show at Joe's Pub, we you know haven't.
You canonize people.
We canonize people.
There you
pretty
go.
Pretty liberally, yeah. And we make a deal,
canonize,
you know, we sing to them, and we've been canonizing beekeepers lately because they're struggling
with
their bees.
We're going to have them on. Yeah, we're going to have them on.
We bring them up on stage, and they talk about their bees.
That's very cool.
We sing to them.
Do they talk about the birds, too? No. Okay,
hallelujah.
Anyway.
That's the booty shaking that goes on. Yeah.
But anyway. I study at the SAC Conservatory, and I was just telling a friend, you know, I've been around the block with this, quote, new age, unquote, thing. I mean, my whole adult life, and but some of the nicest people I've met are my, and giving and true spirited kind people are some of my colleagues, my, you know, my fellow students there. And it just touches my heart because it's all open and everything. And I love it because I just love real people that care. And you're a really a real person, Rev.
You can tell now that I've shown up in the flesh here.
No, you would have been a real person even if you
3:30 a.m.
Oh my God. No, Rev, it's 6 a.m. I know you're really sleep deprived and tired, but it's,
this isn't a dream?
No. Awake, Reverend Billy, awake.
Whoa. Helena, what? You look fantastic. How are things?
Maybe you are still dreaming.
Can I ask a favor of you?
Of course.
You know, we've got a song called Get Home Safe on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Orlando. It's about just people getting home. Oh, it's Man Down.
Man Down, okay.
Hallelujah. And the African American mothers in our choir kind of conspired to make this song after Ferguson. We went to Ferguson twice and sang. And this song is you know, dedicated to families who you know, just public space has become so dangerous that you just hope that the bullets and the Monsanto toxins they spray in the parks and the careening automobiles and, you know, the racism, just thinking about the mothers and how they think about their children's going out of the house into just the ordinary tasks of getting through the town to the other side. So we created this song. It's another song that we sang on the Neil Young tour last year.
Wow.
Can we play it? It's
please,
just a couple minutes.
I'd love to play
it's
it.
It's a nice way to end my... Oh, my God.
It ain't over yet, buddy.
Can we listen to the Stop
yeah,
Shopping play Choir?
It,
thank
Sean.
You, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
John Crawford.
Sandra Bland.
Miriam Carey.
Amadou Diallo.
Oscar Grant.
Eleanor Bumpers.
Jesse Hernandez.
Tamir Rice.
Ayanna Stanley Jones.
Trayvon Martin.
Emmett Till.
Gosh, thank you, Reverend Billy. That's poignant.
That's Dragonfly there at the end, one of our soprano. She's the Green Party's candidate for United States Senate.
Really?
We're running against Chuck Schumer, I think. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Or is it the other one?
Gillibrand?
I don't know which one it is, to be honest. Okay. I hope it's Chuck Schumer. He's my neighbor up in Brooklyn. So up in, you know, he's in Park Slope. He's in the rich part there. We're down the hill towards Coney Island. But I know he's up there because he opposed putting a bike lane in Prospect Park West. Mm. And so I came to understand that Chuck Schumer's, you know, brownstone was up there. He didn't want the bike lane.
Yeah, all talk, right? Right. Do you know, we have about 5 minutes left, and I know you've been doing some really important stuff and work. I want you to talk about it, about the Monsanto Roundup spraying glyphosate in the parks. So can we talk about that?
Well, we have a Parks Department that continues to spray a known carcinogen, and Prospect Park West is heavily sprayed by Monsanto's Roundup with its toxin glyphosate. Roundup is the main herbicide that makes genetically altered crops possible. So they create the Franken crops, you know, the soybeans and the corn and so forth, and they fiddle with their chromosomes such that they are resistant to the Roundup that they spray with the crop dusters and so forth. Well, everything else dies. Nothing else can survive this virulent poison. And it's been discovered in recent years, study after study has said, well, it's not just all the other weeds and all the other flowers and the honeybees and everything else that is dying as your cash crop flourishes. Mm. It's also people. So the birth defects, the autism, the immunity and fertility and endocrine system disruption, the multiple cancers, Hodgkin's lymphoma, and rheumatoid arthritis. It's major health issues for the human beings that come into contact with and I immediately think of the workers who are applying this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The Parks Department of New York, like many parks departments across the country, you know, the American addiction to just spraying and droning and bombing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, bomb,
you know,
yeah.
We just haven't stopped doing that.
Cut out the cancer, bomb them.
We don't have, leaders telling us, you know, we got a consensual social neuroses here.
Yes.
The bullets, the bombs, yep. the drones, and this is
cut it out, rip it off. Yeah.
We just can't seem to stop. We have that habit. And we've met twice now with the Parks Commissioner, Mitchell Silver, Bertha Lewis from the Black Institute got us these meetings. And we just said, you just have to stop this. Meanwhile, we filed, the Church of Stop Shopping filed Freedom of Information Act requests that they tell us how much spraying they've been doing.
Great.
And so we have 2014 and 2015 now posted on revbilly.com/maps.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started discovering that other cities are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have 5 cities.
Excellent.
We have Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Philly, and New York posted there. And we have the California school system posted. They've been spraying in the schoolyards.
Oof.
And they won't stop. But we're trying to embarrass them. This last week, a group of scientists that briefed a congressional hearing used our maps. We have a skull and crossbone at every spraying event.
That's awesome.
And so if you go in and you hit that little plus sign, and you can go in farther, you can find what spraying event is near your front door. God bless you. Because I've got one right near the Vanderbilt playground at Vanderbilt in Central Park Southwest, where we want to go with our daughter Lena,
yeah.
6 years old. But now, of course, we've discovered, well, they're spraying there. So, amen, hallelujah. Now I'm preaching. I'm losing control here.
No,
watch out.
Where's that
pulpit? I just want to pound the pulpit.
And I don't blame you.
Earthaluia, children.
Earthaluia. Billy.
Stop the spraying.
Yes.
Stop the shopping. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for having me here, Helena.
Thank you so much,
Reverend
Billy.
And Sean, thank you for having me on in your church here this morning.
Oh, you made it that much more holy. Reverend Billy donated bucks to WBAI,
I'm a buddy.
So kind. He's a buddy. He's a pal.
I'm a BAI buddy here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week. Randy Credico's coming up. Reverend Billy, thank you for all you do.
Bless you.
Thank you
for having me on your show
today.
Yeah,
no, we really appreciate it.
Earthaluia, everybody.
Earthaluia. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
say that once you knew for sure. Now you're walking in the shore to wonder. The more you learn, the less you know. The more you move, the more you go to nowhere. You ask a bird as she flies by just where she's at, and she says where the wind blows.
Hi, this is Julian Joiello, and I'm a listener and supporter of WBAI. I'm a student at NYU, and I live in New York City. And I want to shout out to the other young listeners of WBAI. We have to help keep the station going, and the easiest way to do it is through the WBAI Buddy System. If you donate as little as $10 a month, you have proactively promoted free speech radio. Go to the website, WBAI.org, click the donate button, and make a difference.
This is Kiani Brea, WBAI's local election supervisor, with an important message. This summer, we will hold separate but simultaneous staff and listener elections for half the seats on the local station board. Please consider running for the board to ensure that the needs of the station and our community are met. Candidate nominations open on June 1st and close on June 30th. To run or vote in the upcoming election, you must be a member of WBAI by June 30th. For listeners, this means a donation of at least $25 between July 1st of last year and June 30th of this year, or 3 hours of volunteer station work or hardship waiver. To see the election calendar or download a nomination packet, please visit elections.pacifica.org or call 646-535-4059. Your voice and your vote in Pacifica are important, so don't delay, renew or join today at WBAI.org.
Be sure to stay well-versed on all of New York City's most current and important political, social, and cultural issues by tuning in to City Watch every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Join hosts Bikha Pham, Mark Dunley, Larry Schimmel, and Bill DeFazio as they interview key members of the de Blasio administration, city council, state legislature, as well as grassroots, community, and advocacy groups. With a progressive mayor and city council now in place, new ideas are continually sprouting throughout the five boroughs. Stay informed on all the issues with City Watch. That's City Watch every Saturday at 10 a.m. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
WBAI's got a lot of nerve. They challenge almost every social institution, but at least they leave religion alone.
Excuse me, but you're forgetting about equal time for free thought.
Whoa, horse! Equal time for free thought?
Yes, on Equal Time for Free Thought, they show how naturalistic worldview can help us become a more peaceful and just society.
That sounds interesting. When's this program on?
Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3.
Are they the result of some kind of miracle?
No, just an excellent decision from BAI management.
That, little lady, is a miracle.
Whatever.
All right, I'm writing it down now. Equal time for a free thought. Saturdays from 2 to 3. That WBAI really does have a lot of nerve.
Hi, this is Jerry Stiller. You are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Where are my keys? Anybody see my keys? Who took my keys?
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.